We are learning Masechtas Sukkah, Taf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the two das on Taf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah it says that every day in the Beis Hamikdash there weren't less than 21 tekiyas, and the most ever was 48 tekiyas. And the example the Gemara gave of a day that had 48 tekiyas was on an Erev Shabbos that's on Sukkot. So on Sukkot, first of all, you get extra musaf. So instead of having 21, you have a musaf, which turns it into another 9, which makes it more. And then you also have 12 more because of Milui Hamayim. And you have 6 more because of Erev Shabbos. So it means every day was 21. Another 9 for the musaf of Sukkot, it makes it 30. Then you have another 12 because Mila Amayim. An example of Mila Amayim that the Mishnah gave was one on Shara Elyon, when you the top door from the Azara to the Ezes Noshim. Again, you blew tekiyas in the bottoms of the steps. Again, when they filled up the water and came back to the Shara Amayim. And again, another 3 on Gavi Mizbeach, by the Mizbeach. So altogether, 12. So 12 plus 30 is 42. And then another 6. Erev Shabbos stopped the oil from the Malacha. So doing Malacha, doing work to show that Shabbos is coming, is another 6. Now we're missing, the Gemara's going to ask, we're missing a tekiyah, a set of three tekiyahs. It said in the Mishnah before, when it talked about the filling up the water, it says they stopped on the 10th step, either the 10th step or the 5th step, and they blew Shofar. So that's the Gemara's going to discuss right away. The Ilu, Lamai last year, is like Tani, and our Mishnah doesn't say that they stopped on the 10th step to blow shofar. Zoktimar Mastisa Mani, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Our Mishnah is going according to the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Tana to the Braisa. Sholosh l'mayla asiris. In the Braisa it says that there was 3 tekiyas on the Mayla asiris. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Sholosh agab mizbeach. He holds the 3 were by the mizbeach, by the skifas arava, that's where the 3 were. So, Aimel l'mayla asiris, Enam agab mizbeach. The one who holds that they blew shofar on the Mayla Asiris doesn't hold up the 3 bottom Mizbeach. But Oimer Gav Mizbeach, in Oimer Mayla Asiris, the one who says there's 3 Gav Mizbeach, holds there was no tekiyas by the Mayla Asiris. So our Mishnah that counts the 3 Gav Mizbeach does not count the Mayla Asiris. So that means, like Rashi explains, they had that the Gemiri, they had a Kabbalah, a Masaira, that there were 12 tekiyas on Yom Tov of Sukkot for the Nisach HaMayim. Shalas had to break them up. So according to our Mishnah, the 12 were, of course you break them up in the four steps, and you break it up, that there were 3 Ashar Elyon, 3 Ashar Tachton, 3 by Milu Amayim, and 3 Agav Mizbeach. That's the 12 altogether. And by the, and Mashenkein, the other one, the Yama holds, that there were 3 Lamayla Asiris and nothing Agav Mizbeach. So our Mishnah is going according to Rav Lezim Yaakov. Zok the Gemara, my time of the Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. What's the reason, Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov? Can you talk about Psicha Sharem L'mayel Asiris Lomeli? Once you blew Shofar by the Shar Elyon, what do you have to do again by L'mayel Asiris? You did already Shar Elyon. Why do L'mayel Asiris? So Lomeli the Toka, Hailav Sharu. It's not a door. The L'mayel Asiris. Why do you have to? He said he also. What do you have to blow on the 10th step? Hilkel Gam Mizbeach Adif. Therefore, it's better to blow a Gam Mizbeach. But Varon Sav Rikun the Toka L'mayel Asiris. Since you took care already, when you went into the Shar HaMayim, when you went into the Hazara to bring the water, Agav Mizbeach Lomli, what do you have to make a Tekiyas Bada Mizbeach? Hug L'mayla Asiris, if it's better on the way down to go draw the water, it's better to do it. It means there's Machlaikas over here, is it better to do an extra 3 Tekiyas by drawing the water, or an extra 2-3 Tekiyas after you walk through the Shar HaMayim and you reach the Mizbeach? I'm saying just there's a little bit of aura here that in the Mishnayos it says that the 3 tekiyas agam mizbeach was b'shas kifas ha'arava, and we're saying now it has to do nisach hamayim. It's a little bit interesting that somehow when they put up the arava, that was the siman to blow shofar for the nisach hamayim. Kosar Rav Acha v'achlina medrayma, when Rav Acha bar Chanina came from Darim, Aista v'stita v'yada, he came with a brice in his hand. And the brice is like this. The pasuk says, "Ubnei Aaron akoyanim yisku bechat soitzrois v'hu lechem kuzem v'ariseichem." And the next pasuk, to pasuk later, says, "V'yom simchaschem v'mayadaychem v'reshichatchem shikatim bechat soitzrois al ariseichem." This is the halacha, the raisa, that you have to blow shofar, blow chat soitzrois b'shas. You bring kabbalas. So it says, and the brice is like this. "Ubnei Aaron akoyanim yisku bechat soitzrois shein tamalam yisku." What's lashon yisku? Shkvar Nemar is going to say, "Usekate mechat soitzer alasechem vazif chashamechem." So why does he have to say extra time? Yisku mechat soitzer is going to say in the next pasuk the din of usekate mechat soitzer. Like Rashi says, it should have said, "Ublei Aaron bechat soitzer." Ublei Aaron bring the chat soitzer. And the next pasuk says they blow the shofar. Why does it say what's this extra yisku over here? Umatam lemi yisku. I call fi amasafim. Teach us that everything goes with the masafim. I call fi amasafim taikim. Now what does that mean? So who Tani La, Rav Acha brought down this price and he explained it. Who Tani La, who Amala, Loima teach us, Shatoikim Akal Musaf and Musaf. The extra Yisku tells us that every Musaf gets its own set of Tekiyas. We said a Musaf gets 9 Tekiyas because they sing a Shir, Shal Yoyim Shast Musafim. So a Musaf is Mechayiv 9 Tekiyas, which means 3 sets of 3. Zokt Rav Acha Mechadish, that if you have a day with 2 Musafim, you're going to bring. You're gonna blow shofar 18 times from a Musafim. For example, it's a Sukkot and it's Shabbos. Shabbos Chol HaMoed on Sukkot, or Shabbos Yom Tov fell on Shabbos. You're gonna blow 9 tekiyas for the Musaf of Shabbos and 9 tekiyas for the Musaf of Sukkot. And you're gonna have an extra 9 tekiyas just for every Musaf. That's sort of Achaz Mechayash Tos, that every Musaf gets a new set of tekiyas. Tanan, we're to our Mishnah erev Shabbos Shemesh Chag Koy Yishom Mem Ches. Erev Shabbos, that was B'Seich HaChag, on Sukkot, there were 48 tekiyas. And that was the most there was, as Master of the Mishnah. The most there was 48 tekiyas. V'misam, and if Rav Acha's then it's true that every Muslim gets his own 9 tekiyas, list the Shabbos Shabbos HaChag, the Mishkachas Lach HaMishim HaChad. Why didn't it say a bigger case? You get 51. How? A Shabbos on Sukkot. Let's figure this out. Why? Because on Sukkot, you automatically already have 42 tekiyas. Why? 21 regular, 9 for the Musaf of Sukkot makes it 30, another 12 for the Nisach HaMayim. It's 42. And we set a case of Erev Shabbos to add on 6 more because they'll have to Malacha. But here at Shabbos, you don't have that. But you have another 9 for the Musaf. 9 plus 42 is 51. So you should have had a case of 51 tekiyas. Why don't the Mishnah say a case of 51 tekiyas? That's the Kasha of Acha. On Rav Zera, I'll tell you a Teretz. On Rav Zera, if you ain't toike lepsicha shar b'Shabbos, part of the 21, the original, the everyday 21, is 3 for opening the doors on Shabbos. So Rav Zera says, you don't blow that on Shabbos. And Rashi explains why not. Because it's not a mitzvah of the kiyas of carbon to blow when you open the doors. It's tam, a simana ba'alma, that everyone should know and come to the ma'amadam. So that didn't blow on Shabbos. One sarach avayda. So therefore, you're missing 3. So it's down to 48. Amar Rava. So Rava has the tainah of Zera. Zera's teretz is that we're missing 3 because you don't do psichas sharm Shabbos, so it's 48. Amar Rava. Unlike Zera's teretz, mandle who lechosha kimcha, who was not careful when he ground up his flour to say the right pshat. Who did it? Was medactic on his pshat? I'll tell you two tainahs. Rava says chada. It says every day they had 21. It's even on Shabbos they had those 21, which means they blew shofar of tekiyas sharm. And inami kadodin. You're telling me, okay, good, they're missing 3. It's 48. Still, why didn't say that case? List is Shabbos Shechag. It's a better case because it's a bigger chiddush than every Shabbos. A bigger chiddush. Why? List is Shabbos Shechag. You shamar bar b'shmoyin. Shamar atarati. Learn from there two halachas. First of all, shamar adarav lesbiyaka. First of all, you learn from there the din. That of Lezviyakov, that it's the 12 tekiyas don't count Lamaila Siris, it counts the Mizbeach. That's number one. What you hear from the case of our Mishnah also, but you have an extra Chiddush. V'shamanei also, the Rav Acha Bar Chanina. You're also going to learn how the din of Acha Bar Chanina, who says that you blow for every Musaf. And the case that our Mishnah gives of Erev Shabbos, Shechabos Chag, you don't learn this extra halacha of Rav Acha. So it'll be a maila to say the 48 of this halacha. Why? Because you're going to learn Rav Acha's halacha. Elam Rava. So Rava has different teretz of the kasha. Back to the kasha. The kasha of Rav Acha, that really is 51. On Shabbos Chag, you have 51. Because you have 21 plus 9 of Sukkot is 30, plus 12 of Milamayim is 42, plus 9 of Shabbos. So it's back to why do we say a case of Shabbos Shabbos Chag, which you have 51? You don't blow for Milu Mayim on Shabbos. We said there's 12 tekiyas for Milu Mayim on Shabbos. 3 for Shara Elyon, 3 for Shara Tachton, 3 for the Shara Mayim, 3 for the Mizbeach. Those 12, you don't blow on Shabbos. Because the way Rashi explains it over here is because you fill up the water from before Shabbos, therefore there's no reason to blow. Rashi on basis is a different reason. This says you do it from before Shabbos, so you don't blow. So you're missing 12 already. So on Shabbos Chag, it's 51 minus 12, which is 39, which that's how much will be Shabbos Chag. It'll be 30 plus 9, that's it. So therefore, it's not a kash anymore, it's Rav's Teretz. But I still have a kash on Rav Acha. Well, listen, I'm Rosh Hashanah Shechalit V'Shabbos. Why don't you say a case of Rosh Hashanah Shechalit V'Shabbos? The uniqueness of that is that there's three Musafim. They could toss a Musafim, Musaf Rosh Hashanah. There's Musaf Rosh Hashanah, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Kodesh Rosh Chodesh, and Musaf the Shabbos. So what? So how much are you going to have? You're going to have the regular 21, plus 9 for Shabbos is 30, plus 9 for Rosh Hashanah is 39, plus 9 for Rosh Chodesh is 48. So you have a 48. So why don't we say 48? The Rosh Hashanah. So tomorrow, Erev Shabbos of a Shechachag, it's Shechle Lashminon, Kirlez Miyakov. We wanted to say the Erev Shabbos of a Shechachag, we're teaching us like Miyakov, that the 12 that you're doing on the Chag is not the Mila Siris, but the Tkiyas of Shasim is Be'er. So that's why we wanted to say the case of Erev Shabbos of a Shechachag. Pray to Gemara, Otu. We said, Mikama list the Havla is the Hav. Did I tell you that you shouldn't say the case of Erev Shabbos and Chag? You should say 48 is Shaykh two times. Where? Either Erev Shabbos, Shabbos and Chag, or on Rosh Hashanah. And why do we say this case? Oh, to Mikama list the Havla is the Hav. List the Havla is the Hav. Say both cases. So Gemara answers, Tana Vishayah. Echonami, there are more cases besides for Erev Shabbos, Shabbos and Chag that will have 48 Tekiyas. But the Tana left them out. Now we know every time you mashay something, usually there's got to be another thing that's left out. Mashay daishay. What's the other thing left out? Shay erev Pesach. We left out erev Pesach. Now why does erev Pesach have a lot of tekiyas? The reason is because erev Pesach they brought the Karm Pesach. Mashas brought the Karm Pesach. They sang Hallel, and Rashi learns before every start of the Hallel they blew three tekiyas. So it means that for when you brought the Karm Pesach, they sang Hallel, and they sang Hallel three times, that's nine tekiyas. And it's brought down in the Gemara in Pesachim, and the Mishnah in Pesachim, that three kitas, there are three groups of Yidden that went into the Karm Pesach. It says, Kal, Adas, Yisrael, three groups. Three times nine is 27. So on Erev Pesach, you had 27, plus the regular 21, altogether 48. And therefore, that's another thing we left out. We left out Erev Pesach. So besides Rosh Hashanah, we left out also Erev Pesach, which always had 48. Speaking of Kasha, even Shem Erev Pesach, laughs Yuru. Don't tell me that's a shir. Why? The money Rav Yehudi. Because maybe going to Rav Yehudi. The Amar may meimayim shall kash lishes loygile mahafti ki yishma Hashem. Meisho am watim. Rav Yehudi says since the first two groups were so many people, most of the people were in the first two groups. The second group it didn't take so long, and they didn't even reach the first time of Hallel. They didn't reach a hafti. So you're missing six tekiyas, because every time you start a Hallel, you had three tekiyas. So the first two, which you said three times, you had nine each. But here, you only had three. You're missing six. So therefore, it's only a total of 42. That's what said. Going according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that they didn't reach a hafti. Even though Rashi says that Lekuli Ahmed says that they didn't finish Hallel the third time, but they didn't finish Hallel. The tekiyas were the beginning of Hallel. But Rabbi Yehuda says they didn't even reach a hafti the first time around. So, therefore, the Mar's Kasha is not a Shire, because the Erev Pesach is only 42. Maybe we're going to Rav Yehuda, so it's not they didn't leave it out. Go to Rav Yehuda. So, Dr. Mar, back to you. What do you mean? Our Mishnah is not Rav Yehuda. Hakim Eloid Rav Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not Rav Yehuda. Our Mishnah says there were 48 and 21, and we said that Rav Yehuda, Tekiya, Teruah, Tekiya, considered one. We said Rav Yehuda says 7 and 21. So, our Mishnah is not 7 and 16. So, it means our Mishnah is not like Rav Yehuda. So we're no, it's not a taina. We hold like Rav Yehuda in one thing, and the argues in one thing. Salk upon him. It's maybe it's not a shayer, because maybe the reason why we say Erev Pesach, because maybe our Mishnah going to that Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda of Karm Pesach, and it was only two times Hallel and one star. Only two times the three Hallels and one time one Hallel. They only have extra 21 tekiyas, and it's only altogether 42, and now it's not Shaya that Shaya, so it's Shver. What happened to Rosh Hashanah? Why don't we say Rosh Hashanah, which is 48? And don't tell me we left to have Erev Pesach also, because according to Rehuda, there's no Erev Pesach of 48. Elamai Shaya that Shaya, Shaya Erev Pesach, Shchalis Be'er Shabbos, because Erev Pesach, Shchalis Be'er Shabbos, you have an extra six to stop the people from Malacha, those six that we had in our Mishnah. So Apek Shis, you're missing the six from the Hallels, but Ayel Shis, you're bringing the other six, 48. So a kapara, the Gemara comes out, there are three things that have 48. Number one, you have our Mishnah of Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos Shechal B'Chag. Then you have a case of Rosh Hashanah, and then you have a case of Erev Pesach. And even though Hallel didn't have a fear of Yehuda, all 27, only had 21, but you have extra 6 because Erev Pesach. So Erev Pesach Shechal, but Erev Shabbos, you'll have 48 as well.